Late March, as McClellan's army sailed toward the peninsula's tip, George Clackner walked into Lewis's jail cell with a blacksmith to cut off his restraints so Winder's detective could take him to the courthouse for his court-martial. In the nearly empty courtroom, Judge Advocate William W. Crump, the prosecuting attorney, told Lewis he had a right to legal representation. Scully, whose trial had taken place while Lewis was making his escape from the jail, had retained a man named Gilmer, a first-rate lawyer, Crump assured him. So Lewis decided to use him as well. Gilmer, a middle-aged gentleman, then slipped his new client a note from Scully, who wrote that he had admitted working for the U.S. government but had become disgusted with the job, and since he was a foreigner, had decided to leave its service. Gilmer advised Lewis to offer the same defense. Lewis realized he had no choice but to do so, since the angry Morton family had identified them both as Pinkerton men. Lewis was taken back not to the Henrico jail, but to Castle Godwin, the old jail for African Americans on Lumpkin Alley that now held treason suspects. Guards soon moved him to the filthy and uncomfortable condemned cell after they caught him plotting an escape with other prisoners. The day after being sent to the condemned cell, Lewis was put on trial, which lasted a little more than 3 days. He was charged with being an alien enemy in the employ of the Lincoln government, who had been collecting intelligence on Richmond's fortifications. Lewis had had no time to spy on the city's defenses, so he pleaded not guilty to all the charges. Winder, Clackner, McCubbin, and the Morton family members testified against him. Gilmer argued that Lewis had worked for the Lincoln government, but had since renounced the job. "I had received a terribly fair trial upon absurdly unfair charges," Lewis concluded afterward. A couple of days later, he was escorted to a downstairs room at Castle Godwin and reunited with a tearful Scully, who lay on a cot and seemed to him physically and mentally ill. They compared notes on their trials, and Lewis tried to cheer him up. They speculated on the chances of McClellan reaching Richmond and rescuing them before any sentence they faced was carried out.